The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Clean Nation, Mike Campion here with my new BFF, Nicole Arnoli. This young lady started Beyond the Dust, March 2018 in Anna, Texas. I don't know if I'm more interested in what got you into the cleaning business or where on God's green earth Anna, Texas is. I'll let you answer either one you feel like answering.
Anna is a suburb of Dallas. So we're like 35 minutes outside of Dallas, close to the Oklahoma border.
Okay. That is a beautiful, part of the world to have a cleaning business. I got to tell you, that is.
Yes. It's a, growing community. All they're doing out here is building. So we're expanding, a lot and fast. So it's a great opportunity out here for cleaning industry.
Okay, perfect. And what's going on in your world today that I can give you some help with?
I am most interested in help with, profit and seeing profit in my business. I have about 5 to 6 contractors right now, and, it seems difficult to actually see profit, especially particularly if I'm not working. And I want to remove myself from cleaning altogether is my goal. So, the profit thing is a puzzle for me right now, and it keeps me up at night.
So first of all, I want to encourage, we talked a little bit before we started, but I want to encourage Nicole in front of God and everybody here that is a really good question. The caliber of coaching y'all are going to get from any coach, whether it's me or anybody else, is really in large part dependent on the questions that you ask. So oftentimes the question is, how do I grow my company? Which we know we actually name our company Grow My Cleaning Company because we know that's what you guys want, but that's what you think you want. You don't really want to grow your cleaning company. You really typically want more time and money freedom, right? So we ask things that we think will create that for us. How do I get more employees? How do I raise my prices? How do I get better customers? How do I build a website? We ask a bunch of questions that we think will help us get more time and money freedom. I like that Nicole's like, just tell me how to get more money. Like, let's just start with a profit and I'll sort all that other stuff out. So just want to encourage everybody, the more specific question you ask in life, whether it's to a coach, a spouse, a friend, anybody, the better answer you're going to get. So I love that question. All right. Lots of things could be, I don't say going wrong. Lots of things could be standing in the way of you making profit. I'll kind of go through a couple and you can kind of jump in when you're like, ooh, I think that might be me. And so I'm like a doctor kind of has, does it hurt you? Like poking around you. Ah, that hurt. I'm like, all right, gotcha. Now I know where to talk. So oftentimes we think the problem is with expenses, and it can be, it's almost never that. More often than not. Okay. So there's a couple of things with business. First of all, oftentimes we don't know what a good profit is. That's first.
Yeah.
So let's start there. We coach to a 20% profit, and that means you have all the tools. And because a lot of people are like, oh, once I make money, I'm just going to put more money into my company. Well, that's not profitable then. If you just put all your money back in your company, and if you're like Amazon, you got a 20-year plan to take over the world, that I'm not saying that never works. For a cleaning company, you don't need to, right? Amazon, their business model, and a lot of business models for companies like that require massive amounts of cash flow. That is not the cleaning company, and we are not in a 10-year plan. You have, you know, bills to pay. We want to live indoors between now and then. So, we want a 20% profit after there's lots of money for advertising, uniforms, insurance, employee training, professional development, all the cool stuff that you need is already included. You know, that we're not taking all the money out of the company. There's plenty of money for your company and 20% for you. So the first thing we do is ask, if you're willing to share online, you know, with the world, not your numbers. We don't, that's not as important, but is your profit percentage, whether you make $1,000 a month or $100,000 a month, is your percentage of profit that you're able to take 20% or higher?
Yes.
Okay. So here's the thing where we want to make sure you ask good questions, you get a better answer. Right. If your profit is 20% or higher and you don't have enough money to make bills, your problem is either your expenses are too much or your company's too small. So say you have bills of $5,000 a month and your company's doing $10,000 in revenue. Well, that's 20% of 10,000. That's only $2,000. You're going to be $3,000 short. You need to pay $5,000. You're $25,000 company. The problem is many people, when they find themselves in that situation, are like, oh, well, I'll make extra money by cleaning, right? And then they think their profit goes higher. So let me pick on you a little bit. And I asked the sloppy question. I got a general answer. Let me ask a tight question. We'll see if we can get a more specific answer. If you didn't have to clean, or if you weren't cleaning at all, do you think your profit would be 20% or above?
No.
Okay. So there's a perfect, and see, that's my fault as a coach. I didn't ask you a question. So I want to make everyone, give everyone a distinction. If you are cleaning toilets and you pay whatever money you quote unquote save, which I don't think you save money at all. It's actually costing you money. Cause when you're cleaning toilets, who's running your company, right? And you know what? Guess how many people can clean toilets? Thousands. Guess how many people can run your company? The one. That's you. So if and when you're cleaning toilets, you may think, people say, oh, I go on Saturday and I do a move in, move out. I make $250 on a Saturday. It's like, no, you don't. That's assuming there's no insurance. You didn't have to get the job, bid the job, bill the job. You get paid on the job. There's no drive time. There's no, there, all the other stuff associated. You're like, same thing. You know, I used to do the same thing when I keynote. If you do a 90 minute presentation, you get $5,000 or $10,000. You're like, I just got paid $10,000 for an hour worth of my time. No, you didn't. You had to get on a plane and sleep there and prepare for the audience and get the deal and bill it and get, when you work it out, I'm not complaining at all. I'm just saying I'm not saying you might be not making okay money, but guess what? If I'm not on stage every week and without my family, and with marketing and all that sort of stuff and travel, all of a sudden it gets to be something. So first and foremost, we want to understand we're not saving money when we clean. So we want to net that out. Profit would be if I wasn't cleaning at all, right? So I look at it as if I've got a $10,000 a month company and I'm cleaning for $3,000 of wages, and the company makes $3,000, I just have a cleaning job. I could go work for someone else and work 60 hours a week cleaning and get paid that. There's no profit whatsoever. So right. Profits once all the bills are paid, not going, well, I have to do this or I have to do that or I have to clean. If we clean, that's not profit. So want everyone to make that distinction, right? If whether you're cleaning for somebody else or yourself or have a part-time job, that's not profit to your company, right? If you're like, well, my company breaks even, but I work at Walmart and they give me $2,000 a month. So I make $2,000 a month. Like you might make $2,000 a month for your job, but that doesn't have anything to do with, you know what I'm saying? So just because you're like, oh, I clean for my own company and I tack that onto the profit, it's like, yeah, typically when I do the math with people, like how much do you make per hour and how much is on your company, how much is in your company, they're typically paying themselves less per hour than they pay their employees.
Right.
They do all the math. Like, well, I clean 2 houses a day. Okay. What about drive time? Well, that adds this. All right. What about rags? Okay. That adds that. Okay. What about billing and advertising and insurance and listen to podcast? Okay. That adds, and they're working 50, 60 hours a week and they're making like 14, 15 bucks an hour. And it's like, that's what you pay your daggum employees. So you could go get a job working for Marymaids for 15 bucks an hour and not have all that headache, right? You could just right. come and go as you please. All right. So we keep coming back to the theme of the better question, the more specific question you ask, the better answer you're going to get. So the first thing I would ask myself is, what is my profit percentage, assuming I didn't do any cleaning? And you're like, well, I do clean. Okay, we'll just take out whatever you would pay another employee to do that. And whatever is left, that would be your profit. And if that's over 20%, we need more revenue, typically 9 times out of 10. 1 time out of 10, it's we need less overhead. I'm spending too much on other stuff. 9 times out of 10, it's I need more revenue. I have a $5,000 of expenses. I've got a $10,000 business. If I don't do any cleaning, I only make $2,000. That's not enough. So the right answer, we think, is to go start cleaning. No, the 30 hours a week you're selling cleaning, or you're cleaning, sell a cleaning job. You'll make more than 20 bucks an hour. You make $100 an hour selling, and then you can kind of sell your way out of it. That said, so first and foremost, you have to identify what your profit is, right? And so you got to know I'm making, and then you turn it into a percentage. If that percentage is below 20%, we can either get more revenue or raise prices. And if your cost of goods sold is less than 50%, it's time to raise prices. If your cost of goods, or sorry, more than 50% cost of goods sold, it's time to raise prices. If your cost of goods sold is under 50%, your overhead's 30% like it should be, and you're making a 20% profit, you need to sell more accounts. So I know it sounds fairly, and I know I'm going fast, we go over this a little, you know, longer with clients, but that's the general idea. And I know it sounds simplistic, but the problem is we go to solve the wrong problem. I have clients that don't pay enough, and I'll sell, as opposed to firing them, I'll go hire more clients that don't pay enough. Or I work 40 hours a week and make $4,000 a month, and I need 5,000. So I'll work 60 hours a week. I'll just clean more. So we use this emotional response to a very logical problem. All right. That's kind of the big general answer. Give me any fears. I'm guessing that brought up something, in you of fears or questions. Talk to me, give me some sort of response, how I can serve you, Nicole.
I'm thinking while you were talking, about, number of accounts possibly, if that might be, an issue, or would that make a difference? I have recently raised my prices and I've been holding firm on it. And, like I said, I have about,
so hold on, we're bringing up lots of different stuff. Let me respond to each.
Okay.
So one, I raise my prices and I'm holding firm. Again, we get weirded out in terms of, I just raised my prices, therefore I can't. But it really depends. If I have a $20 bill that I've been selling for $10 and I raise my prices to $15, and you're like, well, I can't raise my prices again, I just raised them. Yeah, you must raise your prices again. You have to sell it for at least $21 or you're not in business, right? Or at least $20 and one penny. You got to have something. So right. I just raised my prices, not enough information. We want a cost of goods sold that is where it's supposed to be. So if your cost of goods sold is, like I said, 50% or under, you're good to go. When we talk about more clients, it's often, I didn't say more clients, I said more revenue or more profit. So if you, first and foremost, I would look at what would my profit percentage be, and we don't have to get into your personal numbers, but for everybody, first and foremost, I look at what would my profit, what at 20% profit, if I didn't clean, or if I didn't clean, what would my profit be? If it's under 20%, the first job is to get your profit to 20%, which is raising prices. If it's already at 20%, then we may just need more revenue. Okay. Now, I want to give a big fat caveat for all this. My concern for these podcasts are they swing too heavy one way or another. One is too much mindset stuff where we just talk about, here's what you need to believe, which is so important. And others like this, we just talk about, here's what to do and how to do it. The problem is you got to have both. So a lot of the things I'm telling you, and this is why we have mindset coaches and do more than just a podcast, is so many of you are going to leave going, I understand, that makes sense, but you don't understand, my situation is different, I can't do this because, and you're going to make up a bunch of excuses as to why you can't do this in your life. And then you'll keep doing the things you've been doing. You'll keep getting the results you've been getting, and then you'll be frustrated. So I want to encourage you, all of these podcasts, any coaching you get from anywhere, paid or free, if you don't take any action, isn't worth anything, right? If my fear is you leave this podcast 20% smarter, but if you don't, or 1,000% smarter, if you take no different actions, you're going to keep getting results. That smart don't mean nothing. So I want to encourage you guys, don't overvalue the, it's again, it's like the podcast on weight loss that's like, hey, eat less sugar and move your body more. You're like, okay, got it. And the problem isn't that you didn't know sugar is bad for you and exercise good for you. You like sugar and don't know how to manage your beliefs and mindset around eating sugar. So I just want to encourage you guys. I try and distill things down to make them as easy as possible on the podcast. But the reality is you've got to get some help in a community that's going to help you have the beliefs. Because behind that, raise your prices, charge more, get more clients, is a whole set of beliefs like, I'm too dumb, people won't like me, they won't pay, my community is different, no one wants to work in my area, who'd want to work for me, I don't have any experience. We got all these crazy beliefs that often we won't articulate to some, you know, stranger on the podcast. But if you can get a community of people to support you, you can walk through that. All right. Just wanted to make that big disclaimer before we kept going too much on the what to do and people still didn't have the tools they need. So what now, questions, comments, rude remarks.
And also I was thinking as well, could my pay for my cleaners be affecting this at all? Is sometimes I'm not sure if I am paying some of them too much or.
So I'm going to answer your question, and I'm glad that you asked, Nicole, because this is so much where we go with. Lots of people they kind of don't want to deal with the big questions, so they go the wrong way. Almost never. So it's just what I said, Nicole. You got to get out of cleaning. You got to have 50% less cost of goods sold or less. You got to have 20%. If you have 20% profit when you're not cleaning and you don't have enough clients, you need more good clients. If your profit's less than 20%, you probably need to raise prices. Problem is people don't know how or afraid to raise prices, or they don't know how or afraid to get more clients. So they try and make up other things. Well, could it be, maybe I'm paying wrong. Maybe I'm whatever. And I get it. We want to kind of go, I don't want to deal with that problem. Could I deal with this other problem? And you can, you just won't get, and I'm not picking on you, Nicole. I'm actually really glad you asked that, because that's such a perfect example of where people go. That's why I said, that's why we do coaching, is it takes a lot of times I can kind of, I don't want to kind of play whack-a-mole with Nicole's questions, because then you'll go, oh, I have different questions, and you won't get anywhere. So the overriding theme is you've got to know your numbers, have a plan, know that if what you're doing isn't working, just doing more of it's probably not going to get you where you want to go. So right, that's the important philosophical part. To answer your question, it's almost never employee pay. So we make two. So yes, you do want to employ your pay your people properly, but let's say, and I don't know the area, but let's say it's $15 an hour in Dallas. Maybe it's a little more, maybe it's a little, doesn't matter. We think, well, if I just paid $15.75 or $16.25, then I'd get really good employees. And that's my problem. When I tell people to create a hiring funnel, an automated system, get all the employees they need, they go, or I'll just pay more. It's like, sure, that wouldn't that be great if it was just magic that way? Or we'll go, all right, well, I'm paying $15 an hour. Maybe if I paid $14 an hour, that would fix my over cost. It's not gonna, right? You're just not charging enough. So yes, if average wage is around $15 in Dallas and you're paying $9, yeah, you're not gonna get to hire anyone. You need to pay fair wages. If you're paying $25, yeah, you can't pay that much and be, or it's gonna be a lot harder to be profitable. That's probably your problem, but that's not it. You might be paying $16, you might be paying $14, but that's not the problem. And again, I get it, guys and gals. It's tough when you go to the diet coach and what you want to hear is, can you just sell me a magic pill and I'll give you the money and you give me the pill and I'll get skinny. That's what you're looking for. And that's why so many of it is a $1 billion industry to waste a bunch of money on that nonsense. And I know you guys would love me go, hey, Mike, if I give your company a bunch of money, will everything be easy and I'll just be rich? I'm like, no, not at all. If you do the hard work that we ask you to do, both mindset, internally, belief, step out of your comfort zone, do the scary things, absolutely, you'll get transformational results. And unfortunately, people go, I'll just go somewhere else that'll tell me if I write an ebook, that'll fix everything, which is fine, but it won't fix everything. And then you get frustrated. So yes, in very, very rare circumstances when people are way overpaying or way underpaying, that's the problem. That's not for whoever you're listening. You're not in that circumstance. That's not it. The real answer is I got to get out of cleaning. I need enough of the customers paying the right amount. And that generally comes from beliefs that you have around who you are and what your value is. All right. Feel like we've covered lots of different topics. Need to wrap up. Any final thought before we go?
I think that was really helpful, actually. I got to get out of cleaning, and you know, I have stepped away for the most part, but like I said, originally when I came with this question, when I consider my profits and thing, I have the mindset of maybe cleaning will help that. So I understand that that's not the issue and that's not the fix all.
And getting clarity. Yeah. It's never the fix all, by the way, unless if you want a cleaning job, yeah, more cleaning will solve your problem. If you want a cleaning business, more cleaning for you is not going to do it. All right. So this, I feel like, man, we just scratched the surface and I feel bad. We got kind of tight format, but you know, we can't go on hours and hours. And anyway, if you're like, I like this, but I need more help, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. You can actually text me, the number's in the outro. Growmycleaningcompany.com is going to have, like I said, about 800 podcasts. There's 15,000 member Facebook group. We have a whole team of people to help you. There's really nothing for sale there, but the best first step is the masterclass for free, growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. See you there. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.